It's Monday, August 29th, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this year episode of the show. Coming in towards the end of summer, that was Day Away from Queens in New York City doing Summer's End. It's, I think, the only song she's released that I hadn't played. I've played her recently on the show, but she dropped this new EP, which contained mostly all the songs I'd already played, plus this new Summer's End song. And, you know, I know summer doesn't end for like another month technically, but here in Sweden, it's like it's getting to be the end of summer. You know, the highs are in the 60s these days, so it doesn't feel like summer exactly. It's lovely, don't get me wrong. I love this weather, but it's just not summer, which is fine. I just am dreading winter, that's all. Okay, all right, up next, also from New York City, how about Tchotchke? This is a new band that I am really into. They got this new self-titled album, Tchotchke, and we're gonna hear two tracks from it. First, Don't Hang Up On Me, and then Dizzy. It was hard to pick because this album is so chock full of five-star goodness. If you like these songs, definitely going to want to pick up the whole thing. It kind of reminds me of Telenovela, that Austin, Texas band. Super great. Really into it. Tchotchke. Awesome. Can't go wrong here. Don't Hang Up On Me and Dizzy right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. I've said on several occasions that I think Donald Trump is a worse person than Osama bin Laden. I think Osama bin Laden was a more or less normal human being, psychologically. He was just living in the grip of a dangerous and idiotic worldview. The moral structure he imagined he was living under and wanted to impose on the rest of the world, given his beliefs, was despicable. So he created immense harm, and it's very good that we killed him. But within the framework of his odious beliefs, he demonstrated many virtues. He was a man who certainly seemed to be capable of real self-sacrifice, and he was committed to ideals beyond his narrow self-interest. He was, by all accounts, personally quite courageous. I don't claim to know that much about him, but it wouldn't surprise me at all if he was generally a person of real integrity and generosity and compassion in his dealings with his fellow Muslims. None of these things can be said about Donald Trump. Trump is, without question, one of the least honest and most malignantly selfish human beings I have ever come across. He is a child in a man's body. He lies as freely as he breathes, and just as compulsively. He can't even put the interests of his children above his own, much less commit himself to any ideal that requires real self-sacrifice. Unlike bin Laden, it is patently obvious that Trump isn't psychologically normal. He really is missing something that almost every other person on Earth has. When I say that wherever you are on Earth, you could probably walk 1,000 miles in any direction and not meet a less admirable human being than Trump, I mean it. The man is almost completely lacking in personal virtue. If he weren't funny, and I admit he can be funny, he might actually be the least admirable person on Earth. Now, some of this is just my opinion, of course, but much of it isn't. Okay, to say that Trump lies incessantly is a fact. I realize that when I say this sort of thing, it sounds like an expression of personal hatred and of my own political partisanship. But it is neither of those things. I don't hate Trump. I hate the fact of him. I hate the space he occupies in our world. I hate what he has done to our politics. Yes, I know his ascendance politically is a symptom of many underlying problems, but he has also exacerbated those problems massively. My real opposition to Trump, beyond all the flaws of his character, which again I consider to be so far beyond the norm that I just cannot believe we even have to think about this man. But the thing that makes him truly irredeemable and should have made him politically radioactive for Republicans for the rest of his life is that as a sitting president of the United States, he would not commit to a peaceful transfer of power. He declined to do this repeatedly, many months in advance of the election. I believe this is the most shocking thing to have happened politically in my lifetime.
Everywhere you turn.
right, let's catch up. After Tchotchke back there, we heard Power Plant, a band from London, doing the song Pixie GF, probably Pixie Girlfriend, from their record Stump Soup, which is it's an all-instrumental record, mostly not great, I would say. I mean, I don't know. It's not what I would normally put on the show anyway, but I really like that Pixie GF song. It's, like, super fun and catchy. They describe it as dungeon synth, the record. And, you know, kind of seems right. It's pretty cool. So I wanted to put it on the show because I liked it so much. I liked that Pixie GF song so much. And who knows, maybe you'll love it as much as I did, and then you'll want to pick up the album, like I did. And then you'll be kind of like, this isn't all as catchy as that song. Anyway, then just before I started talking, you heard Downtime from Los Angeles doing the song So Far Away. It's another single they've released recently, and I think they must be, like, cruising for a record, and they're just dribbling it out, and I don't know what the album is or when it comes out, so I'm going to be blindsided when in 2 weeks they've, like, a whole album. But So Far Away, for now, that was a pretty good song. So I thought I'd put it on the show. Up next, speaking of things I recently played on the show, like Day Away and maybe Downtime, I don't remember. Anyway, the Breakup Haircut, that's the band, also from London, like Power Plant, and they've got a new record. It's called Punk Dancing for Self-Defense, which is a great album title. And it's super good. I just recently played them on the show because, I didn't know that they had this album coming out, like, imminently. But they've released it now, and it's great. So we're going to hear a couple tracks. First, Marie Kondo, and then Why Can't I Be Cool Enough to Move to Berlin. You may remember that song because I played it on the show before, but it was, like, a different version from, like, an old EP of theirs. And it's on this new record, and it's a much kind of better recording. So wanted to feature it again because it's still kind of one of my favorite songs by them. It's the first song I heard by them, and I super love it. So putting it on the show. Marie Kondo and Why Can't I Be Cool Enough to Move to Berlin from Breakup Haircut right now on The Sounds in My Head.
Play tiny sold out shows if we just move to Berlin. things like melatonin. I'm doing nothing like I'm verified. I'm holding out for important changes. I light 9 candles for minimum wages. For the garbage man, election day is still garbage day. Diving freegan. Dr. Bronner was not a real doctor. The name was mostly aspirational. For the garbage man, election day is still garbage day nonetheless. Next year in Jerusalem, I guess.
If you know what I mean, he is the air conditioning man, and he is keeping you cool with his giant fan. And I, on the other hand, I hope this bagel will never end. But he's your ruthless dictator, he's your enlightened plutocrat. He is dancing on the table in a shirt made of hats. You didn't start the bonfire of the vanities, but you're tossing in our clothes and our humanities. And once a year, we act like we were glad you were born. Always one up on the Middle East on the weekend when we could be cutting grass or eating cheese. With your girlfriend we could learn to read and write in Portuguese or Korean, but you always one up on the Middle East. You always one up on the Middle East on vacation when we could just write a novel or recline. In frustration we could occupy the park across the street with a squirt gun, but you always one up on the Middle East. It's crude, it's rude, it's full of toxins, dude. It's the underground hero to a special few. It ain't broke, so don't fix it. And never change, no matter what. Meanwhile, I'm going back to school. I've been eating mush all week, and it's time for round food. But he's your ruthless dictator. He's your straw man, strong man. He's taking you to the Cinderella's Castle of Shame at Disneyland. He didn't start the bonfire of the vanities, but we're tossing in our clothes and our humanities. And once a year, we act like we were glad you were born. Always run up on the Middle East on the weekend when we could be cutting grass or eating cheese. With your girlfriend we could learn to read and write in Portuguese or Korean, but you always run up on the Middle East. You always run up on the Middle East on vacation when we could just write a payout or recline. In frustration you could occupy the park across the street with a Nerf gun, but you always run up on the Middle East. weekend when we could be cutting grass or planting trees. With your girlfriend, we could leisure read and write in Cantonese or Italian, but you always want to bomb the Middle East. You always want to bomb the Middle East. On vacation, when we could just write a poem or recline in frustration, you could occupy the park across the street. With the squirt gun, but you always want to bomb the Middle East.
Let's catch up one last time. After breakup haircut back there, we heard Cheekface from Los Angeles. They got a new record. It's called Too Much to Ask. we hear two songs from it. First, Election Day featuring Sidney Gish, and then You Always Want to Bomb the Middle East. The Cheek Face, they never disappoint. There's always some good catchy stuff, but I don't know, this new record it's not my favorite release, I guess. I don't know. I don't not like it. You know, I mean, I think I like everything on it, but maybe it just something about, I haven't listened to it as much. I mean, I bought it and I've maybe listened to the whole thing like three times or something. It's just not something that I keep being desperate to jump back into. But those two songs, Election Day and You Always Want to Bomb the Middle East, kind of stuck with me. So thought I'd put them on the show to represent the record. Hope you like it even more than I did. And you should check it out, because obviously Cheek Face is awesome. Can't go wrong. Then just before I started talking, we heard Cones, also from Los Angeles, California. We heard the song The Tunnel, comes off their new record Almanac, which, you know, kind of wishy-washy. I feel like this whole episode, not the whole episode, I started strong with Day Away and Tchotchke, and definitely Break Up Haircuts quality, and I'm going to finish strong. But I feel like I'm kind of crapping on Power Plant and Cheek Face. I don't mean it. I wouldn't play anything on the show I didn't love, right? So take my criticisms here. I don't mean to shit on things. Anyway, Cones. This new record, Almanac, maybe not my favorite Cones release, but I thought The Tunnel was really good, so definitely wanted to feature it on the show, and hopefully you will pick it up and you'll find things to love even more than I did. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show, Kid Franciscioli. I've played him on the show before as well, but this one, since I started with Summer's End by Day Away, I thought I'd end with Summer Is Gone. It's not even that new. It came out last year, but quite like this song. It's instrumental. It's quite nice. And it's a good one to finish up the show with. So without further ado, Kid Franciscioli with Summer Is Gone, finishing up the summer here in Sweden and this year episode of The Sounds in My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was The Stump, Pat Realm, and Orb, all by Powerplant. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media or playlists for the different seasons of the show and Spotify. There's a season 19 playlist with all the songs that I play as I play them dropped right on into that playlist. And you can just listen to them all without having to listen to me talk. That must be nice. We'll see you in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.